I recommend that you should clean out your office every now and then. You never know what you might find. I found an evil space alien. Hi, this is Pastor Robert Foote from Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York. I was cleaning out my office, something I don't do a lot. In fact, it's been years since I cleaned it thoroughly. And in the corner, in a box of children's sermon illustrations, I had forgotten that I placed an evil space alien. Now, a little explanation before you wonder why a pastor might have an evil space alien in his office. Years ago, actually close to 30 years ago, there was an agency in our community passing out Christmas gifts to programs that had children involved in them, and we at our church had several. And so they gave us these three unmarked boxes of Christmas gifts. We didn't open them immediately, but later on opened them to realize that they were filled with what were known at the time as evil space aliens. These were a variety of evil space aliens, and the one that I ended up with looked a little bit like a pig, an alien pig. So could you imagine what parents must have been thinking should they were to receive for their child evil space aliens from Trinity Lutheran preschool or after school or church? It wasn't really appropriate, we decided in the end, and we were able to return them. And with permission, I retained that one as a little memorabilia of the evil space alien for Christmas. Well, I kept it for a few reasons. One is it's not often that someone would be so overt to give you something that is clearly labeled evil. It was right there labeled an evil space alien. You may recall that when Satan tempts us, he doesn't come right out and said, oh, by the way, this is very harmful for your soul. It could send you to hell forever. The very first temptation that he offered was from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but he mentioned nothing about the evil, nothing about the threat. He embellished the good, said, you will be like God, and simply forgot to tell them, oh, by the way, this will separate you or alienate you from God, and it will kill you now and forever. He just looked over that, which was, in fact, evil. The second reason that I hung on to it, it reminds me of what we look like to God before Christ gets a hold of us, before he cleans us, or really more potently, before he recreates us. The particular evil space alien I hung on to looked like a very unkosher alien pig with a warrior helmet. And I thought, you know, that just looks ugly. But that's not the way we think of ourselves. We don't think of ourselves as being ugly to God. But St. Paul in Colossians chapter 1 describes us in actually very similar terms. This is chapter 1, verse 21 of Colossians. And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind and engaged in evil deeds, there you have it, evil space aliens. Paul comes right out and says it. That's the way we are conceived and born in this world. We look like beautiful bouncing baby boys and girls, but in our soul, there's a sickness and a death and a toxicity that is alienating to God. Some people talk about clean rooms and parts per million of things that are not necessarily clean, but in heaven, there can be not even one part that's unclean. So God is holy, and that's what he expects from us. But that next verse is beautiful. Yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshy body through death in order to present you before him holy and blameless beyond reproach. Now think about the original Christmas gift. Jesus really was an alien. He was from heaven and he came to earth and he took us who were aliens and evil and hostile and he gave us the gift of forgiveness, the gift of his holiness, and enables us by his grace, by his forgiveness, by his presence to be recreated and stand before him as blameless. Now that's a real Christmas gift that's appropriate all year long. This is Pastor Robert Foote from Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day.